This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I was getting ready to shoot video on the Boyd's gun stock, revitalized and now completely rebuilt, Remington 870. I just never got to get it done. But it's coming. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. These days, the cynical adage, if it bleeds, it leads, seems as applicable to the news media as ever. And this is all the more reason that the Washington Post advised columnist Carolyn Hacks should be applauded for a recent piece where she sought to quell her readers' outsized fears about school shootings. See, the readers of Washington Post had watched so much mainstream media. I remember after Sandy Hook, there was a poll taken of America. And 57% of America thought that this kind of thing, that kind of a shooting like at Sandy Hook, happened all the time. So, it was titled, Apply the Empirical Method to Your School Shooting Anxieties. And Hacks urged her readers to take a moment to look at the facts about school shootings before succumbing to the fear, which is, you know, what an adult would do anyway. In the column, a parent of a kindergartner told Hacks, I am just a wreck every time I see news about a school shooting. The parent went on to explain, I know there are daily risks in life, getting in a car, etc., but I'm having a really hard time with the possibility that something fatal could happen to her at school. I love to hear thoughts on how to deal with this anxiety. In the opening of her response, Hacks did not mince words, writing, throw facts at your anxiety because it is in fact irrational. Something fatal can happen to us, all of us, anywhere, and does eventually. But the likelihood of any U.S. child dying by any cause is very low. When something bad does happen, it is typically accidental. You brush past the daily risks by the numbers, but they're much grimmer for that car trip than for any school day. School shootings are more terrifying because they're outside of our daily risk trade-offs, such as do we stick only to places we can walk or accept the risk inherent in vehicle travel? But the simple truth is that school shootings are very rare. In another excellent piece published in the Washington Post last March, Harvard instructor David Ropiek explained just how vanishingly rare such incidents are. Walking readers through the numbers, he noted that the Education Department reports that roughly 50 million children attend public schools for roughly 180 days per year. Since Columbine, approximately 200 public school students have been shot to death while school was in session, including the recent slaughter at Marjory Stoneman Douglas in Parkland, and a shooting in Birmingham, Alabama on Wednesday that police called accidental that left one student dead. That means the statistical likelihood of any given public school student being killed by a gun in school on any given day since 1999 was roughly 1 in 614 million. So as one writer for the New York Times puts it, a school can expect a shooting once every few thousand years. Now, moreover, despite the prevailing news media narrative, school shootings are not becoming more common. In fact, according to research from Northeastern University professor of criminology and law and public policy, James Allen Fox, who's been a guest here on the show, schools are safer than they were in the 1990s. A February piece for Northeastern.edu that summarized Fox's work quoted the professor as follows. Four times the number of children were killed in schools in the early 1990s than today. And he added that there's not an epidemic of school shootings, adding that more kids are killed each year from pool drownings or bicycle accidents. The trouble that many Americans have in accurately evaluating the prevalence and risk of violence extends beyond school shootings. Polling routinely shows that Americans believe crime is worsening, even though it's going down. So given the obvious difficulty that many of us have in evaluating risk and much of the news media's alarmist bent, it is incumbent for those of us who have been exposed to the facts to share their knowledge with others. Hacks is called Reason should help some to better understand the realities of school shootings and in a small way help inject some much-needed sanity into the school safety debate. I wonder if you're swimming in the ocean what the odds are that you'll get hit by a great white shark. I wonder what the odds are of being hit by lightning. I wonder, when I was in the milk business, we used to deliver these 5-gallon jugs of sour cream, and there was signage on it to ensure that we left the lid on it so a small child would not fall into it and drown, which tells me that at some point in our history, a small child has fallen into a 5-pound bucket of sour cream and drowned. And I wonder what the odds are of that happening. The eventuality that something is going to happen to us, it happens to us all. I mean, none of us are going to get out of here alive. The thought, though, that that we're going to, that children are just in a shooting gallery. The whole premise behind the March for Their Lives thus becomes false. It becomes false. 1 in 614 million. That's nearly double our population. So, I mean, that tells you right there what the odds are. Does this mean that schools should not take steps? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Does this mean that there are the reasons to take steps are less valid? No, that does not mean that at all. Not taking steps is a lack of being prudent. Teachers, for example. Teachers get killed in these school shootings all the time. And teachers would be the first responder, the first ones who would actually be responding to a rampage killer in the event he goes operational in one of these schools. And they should be allowed to defend themselves and their students. I sincerely believe that. And I believe that they would do it. I believe they would be happy to do it. Some of, not all, no. It is not, and it should not be a requirement. If a teacher doesn't want to carry a gun, it should not be a requirement. It's not a requirement for a person, you know, at large to carry a gun. So it shouldn't be a requirement for a teacher to carry a gun. But those that want to, absolutely. And then you just look at your hallway and you look at how many people are out there in these hallways and everything, you start staggering things and setting up your little defensive plan and, you know, throw in a dose of trauma training and everything. And before long, you have a viable defense scene put together, you know, a plan put together. And, you know, you communicate with the police and let them know what you've got going on and you're good to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. David Schechter, a journalist for Dallas, Texas-based ABC affiliate WFAA-TV. He decided to take a look at the reasons to own an AR-15 as part of his Verify program, a news segment that takes viewers' questions. So the question posed from Allison, a self-described conservative, who says she supports the right to keep and bear arms, but has some qualms about why specifically an AR-15 should be available. You ever find that out there? I do. And, you know, this is nothing new. So to answer that, they decided to go to Jera Hutchins, a certified firearms instructor who walked them through shooting an AR at an area range, which Allison seemed to really enjoy. But she was still on the fence. Is there a reason that we have to have an AR-15? The curious Allison asked. To which Hutchins, who said the guns are useful for competition, shooting, hunting, and personal defense, summed it up as, the reason that you should be able to have one is simply because you can. So they decided to get a different take. Brian Donovan, a gun enthusiast, lifelong NRA member and hunter, who spends as much as 100 days a year in the field, comes in and talks to Allison, saying the AR-15 is the most effective tool for protecting myself and the lives of my family. Allison then asks him about lockdown drills at her kid's school. My solution is that it is not that I am so scared by the thought of that I want to punish law-abiding people in a way that is not really going to have an impact on a crazy person's ability to do crazy things. Finally, they headed to a farm in Oklahoma where the feral pigs are destroying a ranch's hay meadow and do some night hunting with suppressed ARs equipped with night vision optics, and they bag a hog. Allison grins as she shakes the hunting guide's hand. And in the end, she warmed up to the AR but still has some personal reservations. Nevertheless, Schechter was able to verify that there are legitimate reasons to own an AR-15. Of course, there have always been. Oprah is going to Georgia. She wants to campaign for Stacey Abrams. She was asked, and one of the questions being asked of her, would you support banning AR-15s and confiscating those in circulation? And she decided not to answer that one directly. This should not be thought of as an academic question, okay? This is a legitimate question. Because right now in Georgia, the gubernatorial election is a pure toss-up. In fact, the latest poll has Abrams ahead by a point, the first time she's led in any survey in 3 months. If a blue wave does arrive next week, there's every reason to believe she's the next governor. But both houses of the Georgia legislature are dominated by Republicans. But recently she was being interviewed by Meghan McCain on The View. And she got asked that question, and she decided to refuse to answer whether she would have the government go door-to-door and confiscate people's firearms. But for regular people out there, I don't know how much comfort we should take from the fact that the Georgia legislature is Republican, because this is going to have a bit of resignation if she wins. And it'll be the same kind of resignation that runs through Florida. If Gillum runs in Florida, he's running as a Bernie-style progressive, and if he can beat a Trumpist like Ron DeSantis in the ultimate purple state, lefties will take that as proof that progressivism is viable nationally in 2020. And if Abrams can win in a red state like Georgia after declaring on national TV that she'd ban on the AR-15, that'll be seen as evidence that the gun grabbing is feasible on a national level. And all it takes is Democratic control of government. Georgians have less to fear from Abrams herself signing a bill to ban assault weapons than they do from an Abrams win emboldening Democrats in Washington to revive a gun ban. When she's asked, she says there's very little that can be done to protect vulnerable communities when the AR-15 is present. This is the reason she wants to ban the gun. If by vulnerable communities she means schools, that's true. But that's true of any gun, and certainly any semi-automatic, used in an ambush attack. And I assume that's why she focuses on the AR-15's firepower instead of its ability to fire rapidly in volume, which is the chief cause of high death tolls in school shootings. If she focused on rate of fire, she'd be forced logically to call for a ban on all semi-automatics, which would be much riskier politically than zeroing in on the AR-15. But make no mistake, they would write the bill as such, to where Glocks would be on the block, Smith & Wesson M&Ps would be on the block, all kinds of semi-automatic weapons would be on the block. Now, the AR-15 has been stigmatized because it has been used by some deranged killers recently who imagine themselves as super soldiers. Handguns have not, even though the biggest, most deadly school shooting ever perpetuated was done with two handguns. If she strays from wanting to ban the stigmatized weapon to wanting to ban weapons commonly thought of as a basic self-defense implement, she may fumble away the election. As for that threat posed by AR-15s to less vulnerable communities, it's small. 2016, it was used in just 2% of gun deaths, and that's 2% including the mass murder at the Pulse nightclub. Same year, rifles as an entire class of weapons were responsible for a fraction of the deaths caused by knives. The reasons for that should be obvious. Most killers or would-be killers are trying their best not to get caught. They don't want to carry something around that's big, long, and unwieldy and likely to be seen by witnesses when they can get the job done with a smaller, easily disposable weapon. The only type of murderer who insists on using a semi-automatic rifle is the psycho who's looking to rack up a body count. And he wants the world to know it's his. So if Abrams is sincerely worried about reducing national state death toll from gun violence, it'd make more sense for her to focus on semi-automatic pistols than the AR-15. But then again, that's really risky, isn't it? Because you go after the stigmatized weapon. That's what you got to go after. You know, pistols are used more often in suicide, too, than the AR-15 is. So why doesn't Abrams want to ban those as well? I don't know. Anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced a major change in our asylum policy, saying the government will no longer allow migrants who jump the border to turn around and claim asylum in an attempt to gain citizenship here. The president also had major news regarding catch and release.
But we're not releasing anymore. Big change as of a couple of days ago. We're going to no longer release. We're going to catch. We're not going to release.
With 5 days until the midterm elections, the president also addressed our election security.
I just met with the FBI, with Chris, and the Justice Department and with Secretary Nielsen. And they've spent a lot of time and effort and some money on making sure that everything with respect to the election coming up in 5 days is going to be perfect and safe.
The Dow was up 264 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So let's take another look at the Tree of Life, where we had 11 dead, five others wounded. The main question about this tragedy is why some place like a synagogue doesn't allow parishioners to carry a permitted concealed handgun. Apparently, during high holidays, the synagogue has security present, but why not allow people to be protected quickly during the rest of the year? Synagogue has run security drills, but the issue of financial limitations wouldn't have been a big concern if they'd allowed permitted concealed handguns. From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Mr. Eisenberg said that when he was president, he emphasized security and had U.S. Homeland Security come in to conduct a security drill because of what was going on all over the country. The issue that prevented further action regarding security was financial, Mr. Eisenberg said. We had to step it up as far as security, although there had been no threats. The building isn't designed for today as far as security purposes. Just a few days ago, a mass shooter, mass public shooter, was stopped at a grocery store in Louisville. And there are church shooters out there that have been stopped by concealed handgun permit holders. And there's a list out there, if you want to go look for it, of all kinds of rampage killers stopped in their tracks by concealed handgun carriers. The fact that the U.S. has a much lower rate of mass public rampage killings than the rest of the world is also a fact. But there should be signs in front of synagogues noting that there is an armed presence there. Now, along with this, we have this, and this is going back, once again, this is going back to the work of John Lott. Murder in this country today is local. Murder is local. In 2014, 54% of counties with 11% of the population had no murders at all. 69% of counties have no more than one murder and about 20% of the population. And these counties account for only 4% of all murders in the country. The worst 1% of counties have 19% of the population and 37% of the murders. The worst 5% of counties contain 47% of the population and account for 68% of murders. So over half of the murders occur in only 2% of the counties. Murders actually used to be even more concentrated. From 1977 to 2000, on average, 73% of counties in any given year had zero murders. And one of the things they're pointing at is the change in this dynamic is the result of the opioid epidemic, and it spread to more rural areas. But the question is beyond the scope of a study. Lott's book, More Guns, Less Crime, showed how dramatically counties within states vary dramatically with respect to murder and other violent crime rates. Now, if you want to break down the most dangerous counties, you see quite a thing. 5% of the counties in the United States today are the most dangerous. 70% of the counties are the safest. And when you look at it, and you're looking at the percentages, half of us have no murders at all. Half of all counties have no murders. 60% has 1%. 70% has 3%. 80% has 80% of the counties have 5% of the murders. This is all cumulative. 90% of the counties have, what is it? 19% of the murders. And then the last 10% account for 80% of the murders. The last 10% of the counties in the United States. So, that's bad. In 2014, the murder rate was 4.4 per 100,000 people. If the 1% of the counties with the worst number of murders somehow were to become a separate country, the murder rate in the rest of the U.S. would have been only 3.4. Removing the worst 2% or 5% would have reduced the murder rate in the U.S. from just 3.06 or 2.56 per 100,000, respectively. And then when you look in the counties themselves where all of this violence has taken place, it is even more concentrated in the counties themselves. The dangerous counties are, everything is concentrated within inside that county where all of the bad stuff is happening. Los Angeles County, where 526 murders in 2014, the most of any county in the U.S. in 2014. They had virtually no murders in the northwestern part of the county. There was one murder in Beverly Hills, one murder in Hawthorne, and one murder in Van Nuys. So, there's three, and the other 523, well, they were a little more concentrated. Indianapolis had 135 murders in 2014. It extends well beyond a highway called 465 that encircles downtown Indianapolis, but there were only four murders outside of that loop of highway that, you know, sort of makes up the unofficial border. The northern half of the city within 465 also had relatively few murders. Washington, D.C., which has historically been very dangerous, has large areas without murder. 14th Street Northwest divides the eastern and western parts of the district, and murders overwhelmingly are limited to the eastern half. The area around the Capitol is very, very safe. Then there's Chicago. Chicago, through the first 4.5 months of 2017, at that point, there was 222 homicides. One small neighborhood in Austin accounted for over 25 murders. But 23 of the 77 neighborhoods in the city had zero murders. And most of the 40 neighborhoods had only one murder. 12 of the neighborhoods have 10 or more murders. Looking at that map, it just becomes a... the red areas are where things are really bad. And remarkably, when you're looking at it, there's also a legend in there that shows where the police were involved. And the police, let's see, they're in one, two, three. The police are actually there in three incidents. Self-defense is a relatively rare thing because there's one, two, let's see, three incidents of self-defense in Chicago in the first 4.5 months. So, there was a study by criminologist David L. Weisberg, who had a paper titled The Law of Crime Concentration and the Criminology of Place. And it shows for eight cities, 25% of violent crime occurred on 1% of the streets, and that about half occurred on 5% of the streets. So, in conclusion, murder in the United States is heavily concentrated in some very bad areas, very small bad areas. A lot of us don't have any murders at all. It isn't a nationwide problem. It's a problem of a very small set of urban areas, most of which are run by Democrats, by the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. I'll tell you what, the ergonomics on the, I'm working on getting to a range where I can shoot the scout rifle. And when I do, I'm going to take the scout rifle with the Boyd's gun stock, and I'm going to invite a scout rifle specialist for all of you who've been kind enough to watch that YouTube video and say, I don't know how to fire a bolt gun, which I completely concur with. And he's going to come down here and he's going to teach me, and then you guys can shut up. But in the meantime, he also has a Boyd's gun stock on his scout because I sent it to him. So, that's coming. That's coming soon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I didn't mean it when I said you could just shut up. Well, actually, I sort of get it. Okay. Whenever something horrific, like a shooting like in Pittsburgh, happens, people feel the need to do something. And when, for community leaders in Pittsburgh, the pressure is on them to do something, even if the pressure all comes from within. And I get it. Especially when you consider that Pittsburgh city officials seem to lean somewhat toward the anti-gun side anyway. So with that in mind, you know there's only one acceptable something in their minds, and that's gun control. The problem is that Pennsylvania has something called preemption, which means that they can't get out there and just say, hey, we're going to have gun control here in Pittsburgh. State says that kind of thing will be coming from us. Okay. You guys don't get to decide that on the local level. But we'll see how this plays, because City Councilman Corey O'Connor said that now's the time for them to take bold action on gun control, even if it means confronting lawsuits in the ire of a Republican-controlled state legislature and the powerful gun rights groups like the NRA. He's saying, we'll fight this. Pittsburgh will take a stand. As he was about to cry at a council meeting 3 days after Mr. Bowers went in there and killed a bunch of people in the Tree of Life synagogue. He should be, Mr. Bowers, and I'm being nice to you, because I don't want to be a cussing kind of guy. Mr. Bowers should be dead. He should have been killed in the middle of his rampage. Mr. O'Connor, though, is so angry that he's crying. He says, and we'll get sued. You want to fight? We're here to fight. Our community is here to fight. Now, the NRA has unsuccessfully tried to sue Pittsburgh twice over a 2008 ordinance that requires gun owners to tell authorities when they realize their guns were lost or stolen. Republican state lawmakers have also tried twice to make Pittsburgh and other cities easier to sue over local laws that infringe on gun access and ownership. The state house there has long been hostile to stricter firearms legislation, making a notable break earlier this fall by passing a law to force quicker surrender of firearms owned by convicted domestic abusers or subjects of protection from abuse orders. And more than a dozen other gun control measures stalled in the current legislative session, including two proposed bans on assault weapons that languished in committee. Like most states, Pennsylvania broadly prohibits municipalities from passing local gun rules, making any move by Pittsburgh likely to draw aggressive challenges from gun advocates. Councilman Anthony Coghill said about the potential court challenges, I don't give an expletive deleted about that either. Sue us. They'll sue us. We'll sue them back. We don't want to be liable for big money here, but stand for your principles. Let's take stock here. Here we have, just to be straight on this, this is a law that Mr. Coghill doesn't like. It says he can't do something that he wants to do. So, he's going to do it anyway. But I thought that laws stop people from doing things, you know, like say a law that says certain people can't have certain kinds of guns. We're constantly told that we need more gun laws to stop these people from getting guns. And yet, Mr. Coghill has shown precisely why those laws don't work. He's choosing not to go by that law. So, laws only work to dissuade people from breaking them if people are both concerned about getting caught and fearful of the repercussions. And in this case, Coghill knows he'll be caught violating Pennsylvania's prohibition law, but he has no fear of the consequences. So he's fine with breaking the law and proceeding anyway. How's that any different than a criminal who decides they want a gun regardless of what the law says? And the only difference is in the degree to which they're ignoring the law based on their whims. Fact is, state preemption laws have a valid reason for existing, and it's one that makes sense if you consider it. If each locality have their own law, its own regulation, it creates a patchwork of rules that make it extremely difficult for any person to navigate without significant difficulty. By placing power to create those laws in the hands of one body, you take away the chance of someone accidentally breaking the law because they crossed the candy line somewhat. Coghill doesn't care about that. He's too busy showing us exactly why gun control is a losing proposition. I guess we should say thanks for that, right? How many of you have ever heard of Cloward and Piven? Cloward and Piven is a philosophical idea described in 1966 by two Columbia University sociologists, Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, the looker of the group. It was published appropriately in the far left The Nation, the oldest continuously published news magazine in the country. And their goal was the creation of a political crisis that could lead to legislation for a guaranteed annual income and thus an end to poverty. The objective was to create chaos and turmoil, or in their words, a massive drive to recruit the poor into the welfare rolls. This would be followed by a federal program of income redistribution that would become necessary to elevate the poor en masse from poverty. strategy uses community organizers to mobilize welfare recipients. Then, as the crisis develops, it will be important to use the mass media to inform the broader leftist community about the inefficiencies and injustices of welfare. So it's more effective when a community organizer is the leader of the country for 8 years, assisted with a compliant and non-objective national media. Or, as Rahm Emanuel would say, you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. In 1993, when Bill Clinton was signing the Motor Voter Law, Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward stood right behind him. By crisis, Cloward and Piven meant a publicly visible disruption of some institutional sphere. And how do they create this crisis? It can occur spontaneously, or like a riot, or as the intended result of tactics of demonstration and protest, which either generate institutional disruption or bring unrecognized disruption to public attention. So, in other words, they organize protests, riots, and generalized chaos, and overwhelm the American welfare system to the point that the only way out is through the tunnel leading to the centralized social welfare state, as seen in many of the European and South American countries that are so, so prosperous today. That was published 50 years ago. And steady progress has been made in the direction Cloward and Piven advocate, from Medicare and Medicaid to the Great Society. Lots of new government agencies. And there's a lot of people that think they're using this right now. Well, the Cloward and Piven crowd were not very happy when Trump got elected, no doubt about it. But he was throwing the wrench into the plans of big government. But Cloward and Piven is the way they want to take us. Make no mistake about it. And this migrant caravan coming our way, that is typical of Cloward and Piven strategy. Typical. So we need to bear this in mind as we go along and watch what comes up. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dr. Warren Farrell, and we're going to talk about what the effect of these mail bombs and the shooting at the Tree of Life, the psychological effect this has had on ambivalent America as we head into this election. So stay tuned. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.